All right, Alan. Go back to sleep. Well, that actually nearly resulted in some very, very, very foul language. Hi, everyone. It's May. It's May days. Do you know what? I think I should have gone to bed for a month and got up in June. I've been trying to hold off from doing my audio boo because I wanted to find something positive to say about the day, and to be honest, I can't find one thing at the moment. We've got a very noisy helicopter. I think it's a police helicopter, and I actually think there are two of them, which is what I wanted to record. Poor Obi was asleep, and as I came out the room, I crept out, and one of my empty dialysis boxes, I'd put it up on its end, but it tipped over, and I tripped over it. So he nearly got some very choice language, because I forgot I was recording. I wanted to come downstairs because the kids have been over their dad's today. Connor had a day off work, and they went over to see him. Now, they're on their way back in a taxi, and I didn't want the dogs to start barking and all that if they rang the doorbell. I'm also waiting for a takeaway because I decided I've done my Tesco's order. I actually started to do a boo of just me talking about my Tesco's order and why I'm using one computer and not the other and all this, and about NVDA and asking a few questions because I don't know some of the keystrokes, especially on the internet. Well, yeah, especially on the internet. So, and I thought, I said, I'll pause this for now and then I'll come back to it when I finish doing my order and I'll tell you how I got on. So I paused it and I put it on the side next to my bed because that's where I was upstairs using the computer, and when I went to resume it, it's gone. It's totally gone. I don't know what happened there. So so I decided to order a takeaway because we haven't got a lot in. The kids are out. Obi got something on the way home today and he didn't want anything, and he was falling asleep all evening, so eventually he went to bed because he's on the 4 o'clock, you know, has to get up at 4. So I decided to order myself a takeaway. Now, I have got some cash in the house. I didn't really want to use that, or use any of it. I've got more than enough. And don't worry, don't come and raid my house, because I haven't got much, but I mean, more than enough for one person's takeaway. But I wanted to use as a restaurant that I like. It's not a restaurant, it's actually just a takeaway, but I like it. I've tried quite a few in the area, and some of the restaurants are nice, but they don't do takeaways, or they're not on the eating apps. You know, the fast food, you know what I mean, the takeaway apps. This one used to be on Hungry House, and it's not anymore. It's on Just Eat. Well, I've never used the Just Eat website, and I haven't got the app, and I couldn't be bothered with it. So I went on their website. Now, maybe you have to register. You don't with Hungry House. You can just order, which I've never registered with them. I just order. So I started adding things to the basket. It was all very accessible. But then I couldn't find the basket, and I couldn't find how to check out. And there was the only thing that I could find was check that we deliver in your order, which in your area, which I know they do. So I put in my postcode, and then I was back to the beginning again. Presumably I'd lost everything I put in my basket. So I was well ticked off, I tell you. It just really added to the rest of the day. So I did it over the phone in the end, and I'll have to pay cash on delivery. I nearly didn't bother. I decided to get something different because, well, A, on the website, I usually have a vegetable biryani, which they don't have. And they don't seem to know. They've got something else. I had a bit of a disagreement with them on the phone. Now, is that my curry? Or is that the kids? We will see, and I'll apologise if there's any. Oh, no, Lamb is at the door.
Michael just likes
it. It's all happening here, and I don't know what my phone's talking about. I'm just going to get my money ready. Yes, I've got it in the kitchen drawer. It's not going to stay there, but it was for convenience sake. Oh, I feel very headachy and not too good. Hold on. Whoever you are. Hello?
Go away, you have
to come. Shush, you're on audio boat.
Okay.
Ow!
Move.
Stop it!
Look at that!
Shush, now get in.
Get inside, you dysfunctional twat.
Honestly, you're like a couple of imbeciles coming in.
Please just shut up.
I'm waiting for a takeaway.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Lovely, honest.
No, you won't. You won't.
Now, is that what my money's paid for, is it?
No, it's not your... Shut up, it's not yours. That's paid... I know. Everything happened at once. The doorbell rang and I thought it was my takeaway. I came with money in hand.
Oh, were you really excited?
Yeah. Then it was you two. I mean, what a letdown.
Fucking disappointing.
Very disappointing.
You wasted money.
Look, you've had something to eat and there's not much here. I've ordered Tesco's for tomorrow. Stop, that's an audio. Stop swearing on my audio booze.
Put in the basket then.
I took some things out.
I don't know what I put in there.
A film came out. I took two things out.
I didn't put any films in.
I thought I didn't even do it.
A film came out and one of the packs of J2Os. I've only got two.
I've got to put them in there. I mean, I've got to take them out.
Well, it's all right. I've got two of them.
Dan's voting for the Green Party.
Oh, well, that's... Oh, can you go and pay that for us? That's just stupid, because they're not going to get in. That's a waste of a vote. I mean, if we get two votes and we can't vote for the same person twice, I probably would vote for them.
Go away. Why? Move away from the door.
Will you stop it, you two? God, this is a nightmare. It came to £13 something.
All right.
I'm only telling Connor so he knows. Don't be so rude. Yeah, I got myself a load. It'll last me probably about 3 days. I can do what I like with it. Says who?
Says me.
No, who the hell do you think you are?
Lovely.
Thank you.
Fucking creep.
Stop being so
creep. You're so fucking rude.
Oh, you two are both so rude. My audio booth's full of foul language.
Move.
It's full of foul language.
Shh. Right. Yeah. Why are you being so irritating, Roland? Is it because you have to behave at Dad's?
Yeah. Oh, let me just move out.
Die.
Either way, it'll be
better. Oh, shut up. I'm going to dish up my food. So all get out my way.
What have you done with it?
I don't know.
What's I do with it? Where is it? He's put it in the kitchen. Oh, excuse me, please.
I need to do some washing for work tomorrow.
Oh, you better hurry up and do it then. You better hurry up and do it then, son. Son? Has he gone upstairs? What have you got upstairs?
Have you fed the dogs?
Yes.
Have you?
Yes.
Why is Niall licking his lips?
Because he does that.
Well, he thinks he's getting fed.
Well, he can think again. He's just living in hope. Oh, honestly, this day is not getting any better. What do you want, Lammy? If you want some of my curry, I don't think you'll like it. Oh, dear. As I was saying, before I was so rudely interrupted. I have to put a warning on this now. We've got a menu, have we? I thought they'd given us a menu. Oh, don't tell me they're those horrible onion bars. Oh, they're not, they're all right. They put any lemon in with it? No. They're getting a bit stingy in their old age. No onion barley. I mean, no lemon. Well, I can do that myself. I've got my own lemon now. I need a... Oh, that's that great big thing. What is that? Vegetable korma. I don't normally go for kormas. I can't tell you the last time I had one. Probably about 20 years ago. But... they don't do the biryani anymore that I like. Well, they do, actually, but... if you order over the phone, which is what I did end up doing, but... by that time, I've made up my mind what I wanted, so... I'm very hungry because it's gone 10:30 at night. And I wasn't hungry. I haven't had an appetite today. I felt very under the weather. I'm very headachey. I probably should have got some naan bread. I've ordered myself a lot here. I like to taste things as I'm dishing it out. Well, when it's mine, anyway. Not when it's someone else's. I ordered vegetable korma, vegetable pilau rice, Bombay aloo, or Bombay potato, and aloo chaat, which is a starter. Here come the helicopters again. It's very nice. There's my aloo chaat. Have a bit of that on the side. It's not nothing. My phone's getting in the way. All help. The final straw of the day would be to upend a load of curry over my phone. Now, I haven't got a very big plate for what I've got a bit of everything. What I'm going to do, I'll come back and give you the verdict on it. The aloo chaat's quite hot. I love that. This might be the thing that cheers me up today, because I've been in a pretty foul mood, I don't mind telling you. I've been in a pretty dire mood. Did they give me any poppadom? No, they didn't. They gave me salad. They gave me a bit of salad, which is okay. Oh, there's lemon in that. I can put that on my barbie. Okay. I'm going to have half a barbie for now. I'm so hungry. They're not the nicest of barges, actually. But their curry's nice. Onion barges with lemon juice on are very nice. Right. I'm going to pause this. And I'll be back with my verdict.
Open. Unlock. Heading not found. Unlock. Pause.
There's some weird things going on with my phone and this Audio Boom app tonight. I started to resume recording, so I don't know if any of that came out. And then I was talking away and suddenly it started playing. Anyway, I've had some curry. If you didn't hear this, that's okay. But if I've already said it and it already came out, then I'm sorry. There's plenty left. The kids had some to try. The only thing I didn't like was the onion bargee, but, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes. The rest of it was very nice. The rice, well, it was pilau rice with vegetables. That's how you'd expect it, really. But I don't think I've ever had that from there before. It was nice. It wasn't greasy, which sometimes the rice can be. Not their rice, but you can get greasy rice sometimes when they start putting vegetables and things in it. The korma. Now, korma's not really my thing because it's pretty sweet. And it was a big thing of korma. I'm used to a small thing of vegetable curry. It was a big portion, but a lot of that sauce. Now, I won't eat a lot of the sauce because it is too sweet, but it tasted nice. And I mixed it with some of the aloo chap, which is actually quite hot. It's like small chunks of potato in some kind of, I think it said it's pickled or something. That was the description, because when I saw it on the menu originally, last year or whenever, I looked it up on Google because it didn't say what it was. And that's what it said, something like that. But it is actually quite hot. So that, with the korma, made the korma okay, if you know what I mean, because it was like sweet and sour, if you like. And the Bombay potatoes were just Bombay potatoes, but they do them nicely. So I had a small plateful and then I had another small plateful. I could eat more, but I think it would be foolish, especially this time of night, so I won't for now. I will put it in the fridge to heat up, I mean, and reheat it tomorrow, maybe. If I don't, someone else will. Obi would have it for sure, but it doesn't have meat in it. I wonder if I could give it to him with some egg or something like that. I know it sounds absolutely disgusting, but anyway, I'll see what he says in the morning because he's fast asleep. I have to apologise for the kids' language, but as this is the third, if I start this boo again, it will be the third time I've started it, and I don't really feel like it. And I don't really want to miss out on May Day. I do apologise for their language, and I will label it so that if it's likely to offend people, then please don't listen to it. You know, that's my advice to you. If you don't like hearing the F word, then switch off now. That's what I'm going to put. I think put that as the label. I think I'm going to call it First Friday because it's the first day of first of May, and it's the first day of May Days. And then I'm going to put contains adult language. If you're offended by the F word, please go no further. Well, no, I might not put the F word. I just put, if you're offended by strong language, please bypass this post. I know they. The thing is, as soon as that goes off, like when I was eating my meal, there wasn't a swear word out of them. They just do it purposely, I think. They came in the door like a whirlwind because Ronan was winding Connor up. And to be fair, they didn't know straight away that they were an audio boo, but after they did know, it was every other word was F, and I'm really sorry about it. There's not much. I can not post the boo, but I don't really want to have to do it again. So I'm going to upload this, hoping I'm going to be feeling better tomorrow. I think in all seriousness, the curry has cleared my head because the headache I've had all day, it's an eye ache and is sinus, I think. And I think the curry has actually done what painkillers, I only took paracetamol, I can't really take anything stronger than that. I think the curry has done what they couldn't do. And that has cleared my head because it's feeling a lot better now. I've felt very, very touchy the past couple of days, and the slightest thing makes me cry out of frustration or anger, and I had a bit of a cry this evening just because I think I feel better. Sometimes I think I'm not one to cry all the time by any means, but I think it's been building up for a couple of days, and so now it's out of my system, and hopefully I'll feel a lot happier tomorrow, and hopefully a lot better. And I think I can, in part, thank the curry for that. The curry and the crying. Oh, my stomach's making all sorts of noises now. That's not good, but anyway, I'm just trying to think what to call this. I was going to call it First Friday, but I know what I'm going to call it. Anyway, we'll see. Speak to you tomorrow.